Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you're a retail executive, you definitely know that high-quality video is probably the most powerful way to train your associates.
Oh, absolutely. It's visual. It's engaging.
Right. It shows people exactly what good looks like in action. Mm-hmm. You know, for standardizing service or handling equipment or even compliance, video is just unmatched there.
It really is the gold standard. I mean, think about showing someone a complex display setup or inventory flow or maybe a tricky customer service situation. Video just cuts through all that text instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, there's always been this elephant in the room for, well, pretty much every retailer.
The cost.
The cost, yeah. And the huge logistical hurdles of actually producing good traditional video.
It's the friction point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It stops good training from getting made. Or, maybe even worse, stops vital updates from happening.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before we get to the future, let's nail down what the status quo really costs, because that's the burden we're trying to lift for you, the listener.
Right. And the cost you see on paper is just the tip of the iceberg. Think about the actual doing of it. Producing these videos in a live store.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
It is. You can't film when customers are around, obviously. It disrupts everything, messes with the brand experience.
So you're forced into off hours.
Exactly. You're scheduling overtime or, you know, expensive overnight shifts just to get the store to yourself. Huge hidden costs there.
And we're not talking about just using a smartphone here, are we?
Oh, heavens no. Not for polished, effective training. You need a full production setup.
Like what?
Camera operators, sound engineers, proper lighting, directors, often post-production editors too. It's a whole crew.
Okay.
Then there's the talent. Whether you hire actors or use your own associates, they need to look right.
Makeup stylists?
Yep. Makeup artists, stylists, ensuring they're camera ready. And the details matter. They have to be in perfect uniform, dress code compliant, right down to the name badge and any accessories. Authenticity is key.
That sounds incredibly expensive up front.
Yeah.
But the real killer, the thing that drags on, must be the changes, right? Retail changes so fast.
That's the long-term pain point, absolutely. What happens when your product packaging changes? Or there's a new state compliance rule? Or even just a tweak to your internal safety script?
Which happens constantly.
Every quarter, easily, sometimes monthly. And every single one of those changes means that whole expensive process cranks up again.
Ugh, reshoot.
It's this vicious, really cost prohibitive cycle. Rebook the crew, reschedule the talent, disrupt the store again. The costs just spiral.
Yeah.
And what we hear from sources is that this often means training content is actually out of date almost the moment it launches, sometimes before you've even recouped the initial cost.
So teams just stop making videos.
They get hesitant. They dread that reshoot penalty. So maybe they stick with manuals, which aren't nearly as effective.
Okay. Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's pivot to the economics. You mentioned AI video is changing the game. How is it shifting the CFO's view of the L&D budget? How big a change are we talking?
It's honestly a fundamental cost revolution. We're seeing a big leap from, you know, those earlier AI video platforms, which were okay, but a bit limited.
A little robotic.
Yeah, kind of. Now we're looking at sophisticated tools like Google's VEO3. The capability now is generating these incredibly realistic on-camera performances. You genuinely struggle to tell them apart from pro actors.
So we're past that uncanny valley stage. No more stiff avatars.
Absolutely. That hyper-realism is the game changer. And the ROI impact. It's immediate and, frankly, stark.
Give me an example.
Okay, say a critical safety protocol needs an update. A traditional one-day reshoot might cost a retailer, let's say, $15,000 all-in crew, store closure, talent time, everything.
Right.
With AI integration, you could slash that update cost in time by maybe 90% or even more.
90%.
Easily. You're taking what used to be maybe a two-week delay just for scheduling and filming and turning it into potentially a two-hour content update done remotely.
Wow.
So you can generate, update, reissue content almost instantly without anyone ever needing to step foot in a physical store for filming.
Okay, that immediately solves that reshoot penalty you mentioned.
Exactly.
If a compliance rule changes tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. you don't need a lighting crew. You update the script in the AI platform, generate the new video clip, boom, done.
It removes almost all those physical and financial barriers to keeping essential training current. It's about agility, pure efficiency.
That sounds incredible. But okay, let's hit the brakes just for a second. You mentioned VEO3, and right now I think those clips are limited to, what, about 8 seconds?
That's generally the current state, yes, yeah. Around that length.
So for the retail executives listening, they're probably thinking, hold on, how does an 8-second clip cover a complex safety procedure or explain a minute-long compliance law? And I don't want 30 tiny disjointed clips stitched together. That sounds messy.
That's a totally fair question and a really important one, especially when you're dealing with critical or regulated stuff. But what's fascinating here is that 8-second limitation, it actually encourages, maybe even forces, a better training approach.
How so?
Well, think about traditional training videos. We often fall into the trap of making one long, maybe 10-minute video lecture.
Right, the passive viewing problem. People just zone out.
Exactly. Our sources really highlight that this modular approach, these short bursts of targeted video, is actually much better from a learning perspective. Pedagogically superior.
Okay.
It forces the instructional designers to be really crisp, focus on just one or two clear learning objectives per clip. These concise, super realistic little 8-second segments become memorable building blocks of learning.
Oh, okay. Building blocks.
Yeah. You sequence those blocks logically to cover the full 60-second compliance topic or the multi-step procedure. It makes complex stuff much easier to digest and remember, especially because it lines up better with how people consume content today anyway. Short bursts.
So, kind of ironically, the tech limitation forces better instructional design. Built-in micro-learning.
You've got it. It channels the focus. And you mentioned realism before. This extends right down to the store environment itself now.
Does it? Because that's important for buy-in.
It is, dramatically so. For training to really land, associates need to feel like it applies to their world, the latest AI tools. They deliver amazing realism, and critically, they get the details right.
Like uniforms, badges.
Exactly. Uniforms, name badges, specific brand styling, even the look of the store fixtures can often be replicated very accurately. It matches the feel of their actual workplace.
That makes sense. That authenticity helps the training stick because it feels relevant, not like some generic corporate video.
Precisely. It's filmed in their world, even if it's generated digitally.
Okay, so we've established that the tech is getting incredibly realistic, it's efficient, it slashes costs, especially for updates. But let's talk strategy, because just having the tech isn't enough, right? You can't just hand VEO3 over to, say, the marketing intern and expect great training.
Oh, absolutely not. That's the biggest strategic risk here.
The risk of what?
The risk of, you know, dropping AI into untrained hands. The tech alone doesn't guarantee good training. You could make video that looks incredibly professional, polished.
But it doesn't actually teach anyone anything effectively.
Exactly. If the core instructional design, the scripting, the content flow, the actual learning objectives, if that foundation is weak, the training will fail. The danger for you, the executive, is spending maybe less money, but generating hours of video that looks great but delivers zero business results because nobody retains it. Cheap doesn't equal effective.
So what's the difference then between a good traditional instructional designer and one who can really leverage these new AI tools effectively? Is it a different skill set?
It's an evolved skill set. It's about strategic sequencing and speed. Mm-hmm. A traditional designer focuses, quite rightly, on the learning objectives and the content.
Cool.
An AI-era designer needs to do that and understand how to break those objectives down into that modular, super efficient, maybe 8-second delivery structure we talked about. They need to grasp the pedagogy, plus the visual branding, the execution tools, and how to manage this incredibly rapid update cycle potential. It requires strategic integration.
So you really need a partner who gets it, someone who understands the retail world, the pressures, the need for solid instructional design, mm-hmm. and knows how to actually wield this new tech properly.
That's exactly right. Expertise becomes absolutely crucial here for any executive wanting to use AI strategically, not just tactically.
It seems like the point where having that experienced partner really matters.
It is. And this is precisely why expertise from companies like Multimedia Plus becomes such a vital resource, specifically through their Design by MMP services.
Okay.
They've been doing this for, what, over 28 years, creating high-impact training for major global retail brands. They don't just know the AI tech exists. They know how to weave it into a strategy that actually works in retail and drives performance.
So they bridge that gap. Yeah. Between the cool tech and the actual learning outcomes.
Precisely. Their teams blend that deep instructional design know-how with practical production skills. They handle the scripting, the sequencing, integrating the visual branding, the whole execution. They ensure the AI video isn't just slick, but it's strategically sound, impactful, relevant, and tied directly to your business goals. It's not just about cost cutting, it's about effectiveness.
So, bottom line. What does all this mean for you, the retail executive, looking at your L&D plans and budget right now?
It means you can realistically look at permanently eliminating those painful, costly in-store shoots, getting rid of the talent logistics headaches, the store disruption, and crucially, escaping that endless, expensive reshoot cycle.
You get scale and cost effectiveness.
Yes, and you get it combined with a level of hyper-realism and operational speed that was, frankly, unthinkable even just a couple of years ago. The economics of training are genuinely changing for good. Today's 8-second limit, that won't last forever. Longer sequences, even deeper realism, it's all coming.
So the retailers who jump on this shift now, they gain a real competitive edge, right? In agility and impact, their training can finally keep pace with how fast the business changes new products, urgent compliance needs.
Absolutely. But the key for any executive listening is unlocking that potential smartly. It means partnering with experts. You really need to trust proven resources like Design by MMP Production Services from Multimedia Plus. Mm-hmm. They have the track record to make sure this powerful technology works strategically for you, not just superficially.
It's about making sure the efficiency gain doesn't come at the expense of learning impact.
Couldn't have said it better myself. The ultimate goal isn't just saving money anymore. It's making training as dynamic and responsive as your retail business itself.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you to chew on. Think about your current training library. What essential compliance topic, what critical procedure is currently out of date? Or maybe hasn't even been turned into video yet, simply because the cost of that reshoot or the sheer hassle of setting up a film crew in-store was just too daunting. That barrier, it effectively no longer exists. The tools are here now to get it done accurately, quickly, and keep it current today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.